From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Business and trade are the topics of the day as China's President Hu Jintao continues his visit to the U.S. He is in Washington State, and today Hu got a look at some of Boeing's newest offerings and then addressed a group of business leaders in Everett, Washington. NPR's Wendy Kaufman was there, and she joins us now. And Wendy, what did President Hu have to say?
Well, the focus of his speech this afternoon was really about friendship and business development and cooperation between the two countries. But he also painted a very broad picture of the Chinese economy and its relationship to other economies. It was as though he was saying economic development and trade are complex issues and that any problems we may have to be resolved within a context and that we cannot take a piecemeal approach. He emphasized that problems between the U.S. and China should not be politicized, but should be addressed through what he called consultation and dialogue on a, quote, equal footing as we work to expand our trade ties. So it was a pretty upbeat speech, but noting that there were, you know, some problems and that they had to be addressed.
Well, let's start with a pretty big problem as it's perceived from this side of the relationship, a $200 billion trade deficit with China. Did President Hu address that?
He did, and he acknowledged it's a big problem. He said, quote, China takes this issue seriously. He also said that China does not seek a big trade surplus with the United States. But he turned around and stressed the growth in U.S. exports to China, a 118% increase between 2001 and 2005. So he tried to put a positive Chinese spin on it. At the same time, he said that much of the deficit could be explained by structural changes stemming from globalization. And he said that the U.S. imports many products that the U.S. simply doesn't make anymore, saying that if the U.S. didn't buy the goods from China, they'd buy them from someone else. So, you know, sort of don't blame us for that structural kind of issue.
And, of course, there was the obvious symbolism of his being in Everett, Washington, and at Boeing, where China's just bought, 80 737s from Boeing?
Yeah, that was their most recent order. But in the past year or so, they've ordered, you know, hundreds, and they've said they're going to buy 2,000 within the next 15 years. It's a lot of airplanes.
Now, another big issue is currency. The U.S. Claims that the Chinese government keeps its currency artificially low to keep its goods artificially cheap. Did he address that issue?
He took that one on as well. But here again, he said China has taken a responsible attitude that is suitable to its own national interest. But he did note that last July, the Chinese government allowed the currency to float somewhat relative to a basket of currencies. And since then, the Chinese currency has moved upward about 3% relative to the dollar. Now, I should add that is not enough to satisfy many in Washington, D.C., who think that if it were really freely floating, it would rise somewhere between 10 and as much as, you know, 40%. Mm-hmm. So a lot more than it's gone up so far.
Another big contentious subject is intellectual property. And having visited Microsoft yesterday, it would be quite important to them, issues of software piracy, for example.
And here he said that China will be firm in fighting piracy. He said China will step up enforcement and crack down on copyright enforcement. He said China needs to protect intellectual property to open itself wider, to improve its investment climate, and to enhance its internal innovation. In short, Robert, there was a lot of rhetoric here and a lot of sort of strong, good business examples from Washington State that show what a productive relationship in trade can be for both the United States and China. But it's not clear if the overtures, which played so well here, will go over quite so well when he gets to meet President Bush tomorrow in Washington, D.C.
Okay, thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Wendy Kaufman reporting on Chinese President Hu's visit to Washington State.